Merci.
Thank you very much. Are there any other speakers wishing to take the floor? No. Okay, then we can move on to our second session of the day of the sixth meeting of the Global Network of Basins working on climate change adaptation. We're working on tackling climate change effects on ecosystems at transboundary level with examples from each river basin organisation. 3 years ago here, we organised a workshop with us, the WWF, the UNECE and other partners, with the support of the Netherlands and Switzerland. This workshop worked on an analysing, adapting to climate change at the level of basins. How can we manage water resources and adapt to climate change impacts through the services of our ecosystems? That workshop 3 years ago allowed for information exchange and an exchange of good practices. So that allowed us also to look and evaluate together different types of measures and approaches to adapting to climate change. We also had a double perspective. And this morning we heard from the Sahara and Sahel Observatory and the Danube Commission, where we spoke about the link between transboundary work and then our other work, to consider how effective our work is to identify good practices, what lessons have we learned, what restrictions have we got. This morning we heard about the interest for us as a rather limited group to engage in exchange to improve our practices. We have sort of different perspectives now and different tasks. But first and foremost, we need to talk about the impact of climate change on ecosystems, both aquatic ecosystems, but also linked to those. We also want to know how we can respond to these impacts. For us as the INBO, it's very important to tackle this issue because we need to remember, and it does indeed remind us of the link between water and biodiversity. At the IUCN World Congress last September in Marseille, we launched an initiative along with different stakeholders to recall that there is no such thing as water security without there's no water security without environmental security and vice versa. We think that's clear, and we considered that in all negotiations on adapting to climate change or on the SDGs. Because it doesn't go without saying for a lot of stakeholders, we need to convince them, we need to show them examples, telling examples, and recall that it's not just chance that the largest transboundary river basins in the world are also the two main hubs for biodiversity. On one hand, the Congo in Latin America, the Amazon in Latin America, and the Congo in Central Africa. So we need tangible ways forward to deal with the link between river basins and ecosystems so that we can work on that. We have some presentations today, and we're very pleased to start today with a presentation by the Amazon Cooperation Treaty Organization. I'm very pleased to introduce our first panelist, Ms. Maria Apostolova, the Regional Project Coordinator on this topic. So what can you tell us about the main climate change impacts on the Amazon basin, and what is ACTO doing? What are they putting in place to combat this? Thank you.
Good afternoon to everyone.